Hi guys, welcome and welcome back to another episode of Reconcile the podcast. My name is Washera.
My name is Natalie.
And we are so happy, we are so glad to have you join us for this episode. Before we begin, if you are listening to us on YouTube, please don't forget to like, share, subscribe, comment. If this episode is a blessing to you, pay it forward. And if you're listening to us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, any other audio streaming platform, you can go ahead and follow us, leave us a review, and we hope that this episode is going to be a blessing to ya.
To you, like ya, man. Washera kiyomo kaende abroad.
Nivo, it's over for you.
She'll come here. For you,
mimi nikienda ata tu just 1 week in the UK, I'll be like, ene, bruv. Every single sentence. But anyway, guys, today's topic, or rather today's episode, we're gonna be talking about drum roll, please. Drum roll, dini kienyeji yo.
Drum roll.
Sisema drum roll. Yo. Anyway, today's episode, we're gonna be talking about cancel culture.
Cancel culture.
Cancel culture. Or rather a Christian aspect to cancel culture. The
cancel
thing about
culture in Christianity.
Yeah, the thing about cancel culture. So what is cancel culture?
We don't know, Gabo.
See, cause podcaster language. Emphasis. What is cancel culture? What is cancel culture?
Anyway, on a serious note.
On a serious note.
I think okay. There's the, of course there's the Google definition of what cancel culture is, but in short, cancel culture is basically deeming people irredeemable based off on their mistakes, their
actions,
their words, their everything. They cannot come back. They cannot be redeemed.
So let me ask a question. Do you think? Oh, okay. I we share the same definition. I believe everyone does. Where it's just like someone has done this, and you're like, oh,
block Nivo. Instagram, block Facebook, block.
Anyway, well, you're just like, you know, now it's done. Never. We'll never want to hear from you again. And even in the pop culture and just in the world, the people that have been canceled. Maybe you said a racist comment. Mm. Yeah, even in faith, you said like a racist comment. And people are like, Nivo, never
block,
again.
Block.
Yeah, so that is cancel culture. So my question is cancel culture the same thing as a rebuke in the church?
No. So rebuke, why I feel like rebuke is different is because rebuke is more of correction and you can bounce back. Like, for example, if I'm just like, hey, Washera, that guy that you're hanging out with, XXX, like, and you see, first of all, I feel like I do have authority to tell you that because I am your friend. I'm in your life. Second of all, why I feel like cancel culture and rebuke is different is because actually, you know what the word of God says? The word of God in 2 Timothy 3:16 is the word of God is used to correct. It is used to rebuke people. Like it calls you out for sure. But then it doesn't call you out and then tells you you're done. Like you'll never bounce back. You're done. You've seen that meaning.
You're done.
That's not how it is. It's you can come back. You can be redeemed. But the thing about cancel culture is in the Christian faith. Okay, cancel culture generally is you're done. Get out. As in you're not worthy. You're not out. You're not worthy. You're not.
Yeah. You get the point. Yeah. For me as well. Rebuke versus cancel culture, like rebuke should ideally, because it doesn't always come from a place of love, but it should come from a place of love.
And love is not soft. Love does not mean
Natalie, wacha kutembea na the crowd.
No, it's not tabia mbaya. It depends again with your relationship with the person.
But as you said, like, there's a place for redemption in rebuke in the church. And I feel like sometimes we are so quick to counsel people. We don't maybe call it counseling, but it is that. Like, you're just like, Natalie. I thought Natalie was a prison worship leader. And then I see her doing Nina Mona Club. And then you're like, never again. She's fake. She's out here lying to us. These Christians, you know, you start this propaganda and then we forget that these are just, Natalie is just a human being, guys. She is just a human being. Ataki enda club, alewe, angwe kwa mtaro. She is just a,
she's just God, a forbid. God forbid.
But at the end of the day, these are just human beings that we put on a pedestal and we are like, I expect better from you, which it is like, there's a place for it.
Yeah.
Yes, I get that. But then again, we also need to remind ourselves that Ataki Anguka, this is just someone. It's not Jesus. Who say Jesus? It's just someone trying to follow Jesus.
Have you ever counseled someone? A pastor?
Well, I don't know if I should say this on the podcast, but this
I don't know if I should say this on the podcast. What's it? What's your agenda? UK, America's.
I'm tap for more. You will not. I'm take a premiere. Anyway, that I wouldn't really call it counseling someone, but I remember this. I don't know whether I should name the person, but it's a certain apostle. We are just talking Evie, like friends, and then someone mentions, "Hey, na by the this apostle, squeezy who anongelelea this," and I'm like, wait a damn minute, like it's actually so true. So now, and then now on my Instagram, like every time I'm scrolling, I just find this the same apostle speaking the same message, and it's not like a bad message, but it's also not, you know how you expect the message to always be Jesus. So this person I think was talking about the favor of God, how these things, how to like how do I call it, like the favor,
like
of
prosperity
God.
Gospel.
Yeah, but which it is not false. But it's not the main agenda. So me, the person was just saying on a light note, when you, but this person, anongeleleanga, prosperity, favor, ya God, succeeding sana. And I'm like, so now after, aki shetani, I think that was just the devil. Because now after every time I scroll on my Instagram, I just, prosperity. And in my head, I cancel this man. I was like, nivo, mi bede, uyu, I may fall off the wagon. But imagine now saying and even thinking that of such a man of God. And now maybe I just, do I need to share like what happened for me to like, okay, like I can share kidogo that it just like one day ilikuwa siku ya, there's this Wolfbeck, I don't know if you know what Wolfbeck is, but it was just like a conference thing, like a Rema feast, but in Nigeria. And there were so many preachers. And then Apostle Kwanza Lubega alikuwa ameanza. So Lubega was there preaching faith. I'm like, yes. And then now the apostle was, I think, either next or just alikuwa tayari anaenda ku preach. I can't remember. So then ikifika Tanya huyo apostle ku preach, I'm like, see, but when you are prosperity, do I really have to? But God is like, sit and listen. And I remember I just sat, listened to this man speak and preach and teach. I was like, Lord, I started nilikuwa nalia kama mtu, no, wale professional mourners wenye wanalia ni kama, hey, that is their job. That is how I was crying. I was like, Lord, I am sorry for how I have overlooked this man's ministry. And just him himself, like nimempuza to, yet the kind of grace that this man carries. So yeah, that was my, like, it's not, this is not the only person I have overlooked and cancelled, quote unquote, but it does happen very often.
Okay. Have I ever cancelled? I don't, okay, so actually the kind of cancel culture that I believe we're talking about is for this celebrities. They're not celebrities, but famous
people,
men of God,
like,
and everything.
And
But also we can bring it down to where we are in life. Yeah. So have I ever cancelled somebody? No. Mm-hmm. But of course, just like any other person, there's people that I have stopped listening to. And I think I said it in another episode that I can't tell somebody don't listen to certain past. I mean, I can... But ultimately, the choice is yours. Mm-hmm. So I can't tell you, don't listen to this person. Because for me, I realize that there are seasons in my life where such teachings were necessary. Am I where I was? No. Mm-hmm. Can I go back to listening to some certain pastors and their sermons? No. Because it's not feeding me. It's not... I'm just like, hey, you're speaking more to my soul than my spirit. You're speaking more to my emotions, my flesh, you know, motivation, everything. You can do this. You. But you're not pointing me back to Jesus. And what, like, who Jesus is, what Jesus has done, and everything like that. So have I ever counseled? No, I don't think I have. Are there people who deserve to be cancelled? What do you think?
Yes.
I think no, but it's okay.
Me, I think yes. Mm-hmm. Not really. It's not really cancelling. It depends.
So cancelling, like as in with the definition of what we mean by cancel culture.
No. Okay. No.
Adi Pastor Shakahola.
Like now that is now the place of now rebuke. Because if you, because yes, there are people that deserve to be like rebuked, see, like proper, like, you know, get what I mean? Mm. Like, just by there, this is not right. Mm. Canceling people, it just speaks that truly there's no redemption, which is the whole purpose for why Jesus died on the cross.
Gospel.
Yeah, to redeem us. So, nikusema hu mtu by there's no place for you in the kingdom of God ever again, which that is not the message you're trying to, and that is not the message of Jesus.
Yeah. I think that's the thing about, and these things we always constantly need to go back and check ourselves, check our lives, check our hearts, because the thing about cancel culture is, and first of all, cancel culture is a worldly, what's the word? It has its roots from the world. And then now, a lot of worldly things, by the way, they're really creeping into the church and into the body of Christ. But anyway, it's not new and it has been prophesied. So many, there's a verse that says, like, people will paraphrase, this is the Natalie
version.
Paraphrasing, there's a verse that says, so many, like, people will discard the truth because you only want to hear what you want. And if it's not pleasing to you, then you're not appealing to my desires, you're being judgmental, you're being Kwanza. Right now, yesterday I saw that abortion has been kubalid in France. I think it's in France, and it's wow, like yay. You know, there's like wow, yes, this is it's a step in the right direction, but is it really a step in the right direction? Because fine, masses might be like yes, but is God saying yes? And you see, that's the thing about the world, like we are going in. Like, the world right now is so full of darkness, and this darkness is getting even darker as the Bible says that gross darkness will cover the earth and everything. So my point is, I've even forgotten my point. You can ask your question.
I think what I wanted to ask is, like, you see now for these famous preachers, where we're like, okay, there's this preacher, I don't know, guys, I don't know if I should mention, but there's this preacher who, like, was juicy. I saw a clip where he was, like, pouring, is it syrup or just something on the Bible? And people are like, oh, this man deserves to be canceled. Like, this is now too much. And he's always so extreme with his, like,
demonstrations.
Mara temem to matters you kwa macho wabanini, like, and such things. So where do you draw the line between, okay, now this person naku cancel? You know, when we are saying that this person has no place in the kingdom of God anymore, like, where you cannot be redeemed. So where do you draw the line between that and just being like, where?
May I feel like context is very important. You see, so a lot of... You remember, I had mentioned this with Storia Benihin. I saw a video where... somebody was like, So somebody posted a video of Benny Hinn. And then in the comments, everyone was like, oh my God, I didn't know. Oh my gosh, thank you for telling me. Oh,
no, I won't even go for the crusade. I won't go.
Oh, what? And like, let me tell you, so many people commented in that video. And it was just the same, like, oh my God, I didn't know. Thank you. Number one, I've said context is important is because we tend to, because of like reels and everything, we just focus on this one clip and people will never go back and do their due diligence. Yeah. You just see, okay, this small part, you don't know what they said before, you don't know what they said after. Mm. So now because of this small portion, and you see those people who criticize these people, that's the only thing that they take.
Yeah.
And then now for all of us,
with now putting across that specific.
Yeah, and now all of us, the audience, we're just like, okay, we won't even go back. Okay, let me watch the whole video. For example, like that video. Mm. I've personally not watched it. Like, I've seen it, but I've not gone to see the whole sermon to decide, okay, is this? And that's what so many of us do. We just want, again, just goes back to being lazy. I can be lazy because I want to hear what does this person have to say. And then I don't do my homework. I don't do my due diligence to see, let me watch the whole 2 hours. If it's a sermon for 2 hours, let me watch it and then see, is this true or is it not true? And when it comes to no demonstrations, I personally don't. That's okay. I think by now we already know which pastor we are talking about. That's one of the people who I was like, okay, I used to listen to him a lot, but then now in the season, I'm just like, well, okay, no. I want deeper, and I feel like you're not giving me that. Mm. But the people who are like, hey, this man, he led me to Christ. And what does Paul say? He's like, okay, you know what? Kuna all these shenanigans that are happening, kuna all these false teachings, which again, we're not saying people should not be held accountable, but there's a way that people should be held accountable. And I think with cancel culture is there's so much we had mentioned this. We did this video before, but then now it sadly will not see the light of the day. That's why we are here redoing it. But we said a lot of cancel culture is it's like we don't want to see people change.
Mm.
We've already deemed them. You're done, you're gone, and then now we want everybody to be like, oh my God, false teacher, which is, I mean, there are false teachers, there are false prophets, and it is important that we discern these things. But the heart of cancel culture, like the heart of cancel culture itself, I don't think it's rooted in love.
I feel like it's I don't know if I should say demonic.
That's what I wanted to say, but then I've just said it's not rooted in love.
Demonic. Anyway, I like what you said because no, cancel culture is, again, especially in the Christian context, when that video that you're talking about where Benny Hinn was, this person was like, Benny Hinn, false teacher, if you're going to go for Benny Hinn, I'm warning you, don't go, blah, 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 blah. There's such a hard mentality, ngombe, amani sheep, mentality where people are just like, oh, tumesikia Benny Hinn false teacher, okay, sawa, we're rolling with this. Oh, tumesikia this person is a false teacher, okay, now okay. So where we are so quick to let other people discern for us instead of now going back and just being like, okay, God, what is God saying about this person? What is the message that he is preaching aligning with the word of God? Because sometimes tunakwanga aki as Christians, siji hata mimi mwenyewe nashindanga nikikriticize sisi as Christians every time, sisi as Christians, but it's the truth. Like, we are so okay, this person is a false teacher. Okay. So you even find yourself having a whole list of 50 false teachers, yet you've never sat down and listened to one and be like, okay, uyo nyewe, the gospel he is not preaching is not the same gospel that Jesus died for, is not the same gospel that Paul preached, you know.
And for a lot of these people who have these lists of false teachers, they don't point you to truth. They show you what is false, but they'd never like take time to show you what actually then basi
is the real
the
thing.
Truth. And we've had this so many times when bankers like are being trained, they're not showed false money. They're taught let me see what is, how does the real money feel like? Mm. And then once you know the real, you know, like you, if I'm bringing to you like a false 1,000 bob, you'll automatically know. Yeah. They don't focus on what is the false. Yeah. They teach you what is truth. Mm. And then now for us, like your hard mentality, if you're constantly teaching people what is truth, they don't need to be taught what is false. Mm. Because once they hear what is false, they will know. That's why in John 10, the Bible says that my sheep, what do? They know my voice. And when they hear the voice of the it's not the hireling. When they hear the voice of that fake whatever, they won't go there. Mm. Because they've been so accustomed to truth.
Mm.
They know this is fake.
Yeah.
Mm. No. Mm. Do you feel like, okay, let me say this. Mm. I feel like there's a place for this is a false teacher.
Mm. There is
a place. Mm. But then the spirit behind it is what matters.
Mm.
There's a, like, for example, that Shakahola guy. So after COVID, there's been like 120, 50, 100 pastors being just
exposed,
brought to the light. And I feel like God, for real, he does separate the wheat from the chaff. Yeah. Like, that's part of his work.
Yeah.
He brings what is true and reveals what is also false.
Mm.
So there is a place for it.
Yeah.
But then I guess how we do it is the most important thing. What is the heart behind it?
Yeah.
What is your heart? Because I feel like for some people, they enjoy, well, sure, she's false, she's fake, don't ever listen to her.
This is not the hype.
For the people, they do it for views. Yeah.
And people actually make a living out of this.
Imagine.
Channel 2, I'm saying to him, it's just false. I'm like, okay. False. Who is true then?
Like present, like even when you think about the Bible and the apostles, no one's ministry, from Paul to Peter to all of them, no one's ministry was built off on identifying false.
Mm.
What did they do? They just taught the truth.
Mm.
They just, but now you see, that's another thing. Conviction is very interesting because for some people that think I'm doing the right thing.
Yeah, true. This is how I'm helping the kingdom of
the body of Christ, but anyway, scripture.
Anyway. Mm-hmm. So do you feel like, okay, obviously, but which people in the Bible, in today's world, already tungekwa tushasema, these people, never.
Joseph. Mm. Kwanza, and you see, again, guys, we are encouraging you, do the hard work, do your homework when we are listening to all these things. Joseph, if he lived in this day and age of social media, he angekuwa cancelled, number one.
True.
And you see, he'd be cancelled for something that he didn't even do. The people who actually do the wrong thing.
Mm.
And for real, God brings things to light. What does the Bible say? That everything that is done in darkness. The good and the bad will eventually be brought out. But I feel like when we are doing these things, because at the end of the day, of course, it is holy. Like, God doesn't shout at you. Now, it's through people. Like, God works through people. I feel like sometimes the devil, finds a way to come into these things and do whatever he does. But Joseph, for me, is a character who, in this day and age,
never miscare.
Oh my god, especially in this, it for him would have been even worse, because we live in an age of women empowerment, which is great. But now, because we are girls and we support girls, we don't even want to hear
his side of the story.
We don't want to hear men. Yeah. We really, it's fine, I will support the woman 1,000%.
And think about, even in today's age, how many men have been falsely accused of some of it, car rape or some things like that.
Everything.
And these people are often overlooked and just like, you shut up. We already know. We believe.
You're the problem.
We believe. And there's a place.
The woman could never lie.
Yeah. And there's a place for where people that have actually gone through these things, but there's also a place for women that more often than not lie. And then now the men, the someone like Jackie Joseph, where thank God,
Joseph and Lisa Lee Waizo time, age
thank God
of social media.
Mm, to someone that I think would also have been cancelled, especially by Christians, is Peter. But now Peter did this. Peter denied Jesus. So me personally, and then I love Jesus, and then I'm seeing Peter. Ati someone asked you, ati sijui nini, and you said, no, you don't know this man, you've never met him, sijui nini. I would have been like, mm-mm, nivo.
He's maybe not false, me specifically. Whatever,
but
follower.
Like, no, this person is a liar, this person is a nini. But at the end of the day, what is the focus? Like, what I want us to see, or rather what we want us, ourselves, and even our audience to see is that the heart of God, redemption. You said Joseph. Joseph was redeemed. He didn't do it, but he was still redeemed. Peter did it.
But he was redeemed.
He was God said, Jesus alimwambia, you, the rock, you are who I'm gonna
Peter,
build.
The rock. I'll build my church.
You were your foundation, your church yangu. And you, he even like Jesus was just like, where were Peter? Siji Satan wants to sift you out.
Nimekuona.
Nakutafuta. That's what I don't know if I can find that verse right now. But he was just like, the devil wants to sift you like wheat, but I have prayed for you. So that he hata kupata. Okay, guys, I don't think I can find it right now. But yeah, it's just the heart of the Father concerning how.
Is it in John?
I'm not. Oh, in doing. Simon, in Luke 22 verse 31, it says, Simon, Simon, Satan has asked to sift all of you as wheat, but I have prayed for you, Simon, that your faith may not fail. When you have turned back, strengthen your brothers. This was before Jesus was even arrested. Like, Jesus already knew, and he was like, you know what? I know the devil wants to do these things to you, but I have prayed for you. When you go back, strengthen even your brothers. Like, the point is just that, guys, because we are following Jesus, because we are following this God, like, the heart, his heart should be our heart. Even as someone as bad as Umse Washakahola, if Jesus
she's
would
so
be
controversial.
Like, it's so controversial, but it's the truth. It's the truth.
Jesus was very controversial.
He wasn't here to, like, you know, make please us happy, people yeah. And make us happy. So the heart of the Father, if Peter, mwenye alidenai Jesus, mi yaki ikai, ninge kwa tu, no, never. In this day and age, I would have been like, this person is a false person. Like, how can you spend all the time that you spent, 3 years you spent with Jesus, then you come and deny him here? You know, and maybe even Peter didn't know the gravity of what he was doing at the time, but because Jesus redeemed him, the church stood. And that is my point. And like the heart
today.
Of the Father. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Mm. Which other? Do you feel like you have someone else that would have been canceled?
The lady. The John. The adulterous woman.
Oh, the woman at the well.
Eh, brother. The adulterous woman.
Or the one for stones. See, actually, she was also an adulteress. The one with 5 husbands.
No, I'm saying not this other one. Sour Bible reader. As you love the Bible.
okay.
In John. No, that's John 4. That one for the adulterous woman. No, the one
at the well.
Saying. Yeah, the woman at the well.
Maybe you can talk about it as I search for it.
In John. Anyway, yeah, so the woman, the one who Jesus was like, so now the Pharisees, but then, you know, right now I just realized there's more than the Pharisees and Sadducees and everything. and you see, the thing is, all of them were Jews. You get? So, like, all of them
are
were
Christians.
Part of the church. Yeah, like, all of them were Christians.
Special.
Yeah. But anyway, so the adulterous woman, the one who was caught in adultery, first of all, where were these men catching her? Like, where were they?
Yeah.
Why were they there for them to catch her?
What were they doing?
Was it a setup or what was it? Second of all, you see, the heart of Jesus is, again, just redemption. May I know, I'm sure probably for some of the people watching know this story, I don't know. But I was somewhere. In a ministry somewhere. And then,
things didn't go well. Mm. Things didn't go well at all, at all. At some point, they didn't go well. And this man of God with so much influence, so much influence, was caught in very many scandals. And then boom, like he fell and he fell with his Bible nasemanga Lucifer. He fell with a third of the angels.
I don't think that's a good comparison, but we move.
But you get the point.
I get the
point. When he fell, I wonder if there's something biblical there. But anyway, like when the way Lucifer fell with a third of the angels, is the way this man fell with a third of his congregation. Mm. And you see, at some point, like I was just like, wow, 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 wow. Hey, this guy, like, what did he do? Why did he do it? And I will say this. I feel like for all these people that we always see falling, and this man of God and everything, I always feel like there's a stage they bypassed with God. Mm. I really feel like, you see, right now, in our young age and where we how we are right now, God is training us. Mm. God is training us. And if I decide, okay, I'm going to allow God to train me in this area, but in this area, I will not allow him to train me, it will come to bite me at some point, at some point in life. And that I feel like that for a lot of people is that God actually, Holy Spirit spoke to you, He spoke to you. Yeah. He spoke to you because I don't think God's heart is in where condemning you, you're falling, you're gonna do all these things. I don't think his heart is like that. So God actually, he's given a lot of us opportunity to be like, to turn back. But then, what does the Bible say again? That everything that is done in darkness will eventually. So I usually feel like he gives us opportunity, but we don't reciprocate. Anyway, so this person fell, and at some point I was like, yo, why, what? But it hit me. Do you know if this man was to just turn and repent, just like the tax collector, Matthew, if he was to turn and repent, God would be like, there's consequences. There's a lot of consequences, and you'd have to pay. Like, we can't bypass consequences. Mm. That's a fact. But if he was to turn back and then tell God, God, I'm sorry, like David did,
he'd be forgiven.
God would. It's like the prodigal son.
And that's hard.
It's hard for us as human beings because they've not met our standards, but no one is supposed to meet my standards.
Yeah.
They're supposed to meet the standards of God. I'm not the jury and the judge in anyone's life.
Mm.
Ultimately, and it's hard. It's hard, especially when you are the one in the heat.
Yeah.
You
That's
pastor?
Why I'm saying it's hard.
I mean, this God is what
he did. He did this,
he did this to me. Yeah. He abused me. He what? He did all these things. But I am not the judge and the jury and the executioner in somebody's life. Mm. God is. And if you see, like in prison, you see, I feel like if we were to go to prison and like hear the testimonies of people, a lot of those people inside prison are they experience so much freedom.
Mm.
Because probably they've encountered God and then they're like, maybe God, one day, may we have somebody who was in prison come and share their testimony.
Hallelujah.
That's crazy. But the point is, if even the people in prison, the people who murdered people, Moses, but God used him to deliver David, but everybody talks about David. Like his... The throne of God,
that is the throne of God. A man after my own heart. Mtu mwenye ali commit adultery.
Akamada.
Akaua. That is a man after God's heart.
And you see, God, as we are very myopic, God looks at us from the end, from the beginning to the end. Mm-hmm. Me, I don't know Washera's life from the beginning to the end. Like him, he's seen everything. And in seeing all these things, God was like, David is a man after everything. And I know we are not God. But Jesus, I feel like Jesus is the is the image of the new creation man.
Mm.
So how he lived his life is how we are supposed to live our life. Mm. And of course, we don't do it. You get me?
Yeah,
like, we don't do it by ourselves. We do it by the grace of God.
Yes.
Anyway, yeah, I think I've exhausted.
Mm.
There's so many people who, if they lived in this day and age, the world would cancel them. But God is just like, no.
Mm.
No.
Mm.
So whose side would you rather be on? The side of God or the side of the world? And for anybody who has been cancelled, think about all, like at the end of the day, my opinion doesn't matter.
Yeah.
My opinion will not take you to heaven. My opinion will not take you to heaven. Mm. It is God.
Yeah.
And we have so many people who messed up along the way, but even for God, he was like, that's not the end. Mm. God, what did Jesus tell Peter? It's not the end for you. May know what the end for you is, but this situation, you might feel like it is the end, but it is not the end of you.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think another person, like, I'm thinking right now is Saul. Mm. Like, Saul as well. Like, the kind of shenanigans, murdering and persecuting Saul. People. Saul. Saul wa...
Paul.
Saul, Saul, Saul Paul. David Amar.
Saul Paul.
No, no, no. Saul. See, because he was... See, now I'm calling him by the name that he was before he was redeemed, guys.
Yeah, yeah. Oh,
sour, walk with sour, me, walk
sour,
with
sour,
me.
Sour.
Saul Paul. Let's call him Saul Paul.
Mm.
But how Saul Paul... Spoil. Spoil.
Spoil.
Paul. Okay, how is Paul was like the kind of shenanigans and everything that he did to the body of Christ, the disciples and everything.
Killing family people's members
and just persecuting Christians all over. All over. And then Jesus appearing to him and being like, Wewe, I was learning juicy how, like, God redeemed him because he's like, though he had zeal, I don't know, is it in Thessalonians? I'm not sure. Either Thessalonians or Corinthians? I'm not sure. In the Bible. Yes. It says that God, Paul was writing to somebody and he was saying that, that like, though he had zeal, his zeal was misplaced. Mm. And that is why God alim redeemed. And I'm like, yo, like, this person was like, these people are false. He didn't, and I'll persecute you guys. Don't know what you're talking about. But Jesus saw the heart that he had. Oh, this person, he can actually, if I could just show him the light,
yeah,
he would be so effective in bringing people to the kingdom of God.
Mm.
And as you said, the heart of the Father is the most important thing in this day and age, in this age of cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
Because as much as Saul Paul kept canceling and murdering and persecuting people, Jesus still found a place for him in his kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
So even for people, even around us that we have canceled, people that are going through things, and I feel like it might not be at a cancel culture, because we have said cancel culture, it mostly affects the celebrities. But even
in our church.
Yeah, even in our, like, church, we might down not term it as cancel culture. We can say casted away, like people that have been casted away. You have done this. Okay, you have fallen. There is no redemption for you. And even for us, people that have been casted and people that we ourselves have casted away, like, remember the heart of the Father, because the example, the perfect example is Jesus. If Jesus redeemed Paul, he redeemed Peter, who are we to say that this person, you are done, like, Nevo, you will never do anything for the kingdom of God again. So I believe we can conclude the episode by just saying that the heart of the Father is the most important thing. Always, always be like, okay, as you said, the spirit, why am I canceling this person? Is it because this person has said, have I actually done my work? Have I asked me something I'm always going back to? It's just ask the Holy Spirit. The thing is, he's gonna tell you. If this person is a false teacher, he is going to tell you.
And Holy Spirit will also speak through your friends, through whatever, like, through different avenues. When God is speaking, he doesn't just speak. It's just me and you.
Washera,
he can speak to me through Washera. Yeah. Probably Washera says something and then I'm just like, oh,
wait, I asked God about this and she mentioned this. Yeah. So yeah, the heart of the Father.
There's a verse, is it 2 Samuel or 1 Samuel? Chapter 15 or 16, verse 7 or 8, I can't remember properly. But it's when Samuel was going to anoint a king. And then now, I think it's the Jesse presents
everyone.
Were they 11 or 12? I don't know if David was the 12th.
David, I think, was the 12th.
Yeah, so now Jesse presents the brothers. Mm. Everybody, like he doesn't even bother to call David. Mm. David Amacho too, because he's like, you can't, like, it can't be. And that has been me. It can't be. Mm. It can't be Washera. Mm. It can't be whoever.
Samuel as well.
Yeah, he I was getting there. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. So, yeah, Jesse discards David.
David
is like, no, it can't be. Mm. And then now, even the man of God comes and then is like, God, wow, it must be this firstborn.
He is tall.
He's got everything. Mm. Like, it must be. And then God is like, no, you, man, looks at the outward appearance. But what does God look at? Their heart. Mm. And that's the thing. Me, I can't see. I can discern your heart. But will it always be like that all the time? No, no. We change, we evolve, we grow. So probably Washerawa 2 years ago, I might have been like, eh, Mshana, I'll call present worship, Akenda, so she's not serious with her life.
Mm.
But look at Washera now, as in she's here on a podcast talking about God and everything. So that's the first thing as we conclude on, say that God looks at the heart. So it is important that we are constantly, constantly tuned towards the heart of God and asking God, may your heart, like, make your heart my heart. What the things that burden you, may they, that's a prayer the founder of I think I was telling you this, of World Vision, and which is like one of the biggest NGOs, he came across a small child, and then now the prayer, there's even a quote that he said that, may the things that burden you burden me. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't want to be ignorant of the things that burden you. So that's the first thing. The second thing I will say is, in this day and age of cancel culture, we have to be like Jesus.
Mm.
Honestly, we have to be like Jesus. If Jesus would not do this, and we are not here, just what we are saying, what we are not saying, don't, like, hear what we are saying out. So, as we come to a conclusion, there's a verse that I came across in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 31, which says, it talks about the gifts, but earnestly desire the best gifts, and yet I show you a more excellent way. So what is it? I'm showing you a more excellent way when it comes to desiring, like, these gifts of God. Mm-hmm. And disclaimer, when the Bible was being written, there were no full stops, there were no paragraphs, chapters, there were no verses. It was just like, see how, like, you write a whole whatever. Mm. That's how it was. So now in the next chapter, which is 13, from verse 1 to 3, we won't read it, but you can read it by yourself. What I wrote is, the greatest gift that we are to desire is the gift of love.
Mm.
And then you see in that verse 1 to 3, it says that if I know the mysteries, if I, you know, let me tell you, I can tell you, can heaven prophesy. Like, there's angels that look like 1, 2, 3, 4, like this, but it is not in love, then I am like a clanging cymbal. Like, all I do is just make noise.
Mm.
And you see, for people, you might not think I'm making noise when I come and tell you, Ashera, you know, I went to heaven, but you didn't go to heaven, and my whole lifestyle is like, you see, for other people, it might be, wow, a revelation, but to God, Natalie, you're just that's what you're doing. You're making noise. You're just, God is hearing noise rather than anything. So the greatest gift is love. And how does this love look like? I've been going through the book of John, and in John chapter 15, from verse 12 to 13, the word of God says that this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Verse 13 says, greater love has no one than this, than to lay down his life, than to lay down one's life for his friend. As I've said, Jesus Christ is the typification of new creation.
Mm.
Jesus Christ is the model of what new creation should look like. Of course, again, as we always say, it's progressive. But my point is, everything that we are to do in this life should be rooted in love. When we are counseling people, are we loving like God? Mm. Does it look like, is this the picture of God? Like, is it when, anyway, you get, am I? Yeah. Like, is it rooted in
love.
Mm. And then now allow that to guide you, to guide your heart, to guide your judgment, to guide your discernment. If it's not rooted in love, like, and it's not this feelings kind of love, in agape kind of love. Mm. It's not in, it's in the agape kind of love. Is it rooted in that? I feel like there's something I wanted to say, but I've forgotten, which is fine.
Yeah. Are you?
We're done.
Mm. Wow, guys. May this conversation continue to pick up in spaces that
you can share your thoughts.
Yeah, you can share, comment. We usually are so humbled by people that comment, and it's so nice. Thank you so much for honoring us with your presence and for availing yourself to listen to this episode. I hope that this would, like as I was saying, that this would be a conversation starter for you and your friends, you and your community, you and because really the example is Jesus. That's it, guys.
Comment, share your thoughts. What do you think? Hit us up in the DMs.
Yeah, you can text us on Instagram via DM, comment on this video if you're watching on YouTube, Spotify as
even
well
on Spotify,
Apple Music as well. You can leave a comment and let us know what you think. But that's it, guys, for today's episode. I hope you really at least gotten something from this episode. And I hope that this would be something that you would be interested in furthering that conversation with people around you. Anyway,
That's the thing about
cancel culture. Before we end, maybe we can pray. Let us pray. Our dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for this day that you've given unto us. We thank you for our audience. We thank you for us ourselves. We thank you for the conversation that we have had. We pray that this conversation may be just an invitation to just have this conversation more, that at the end of the day, Lord, we may always be keen to just discern what would you, Jesus, do in such situations. Oh God, we thank you, because when everyone else looks at different things, you look at our hearts, Lord. So may you help us, Lord, to always have the heart and mind of you, oh God, that we may be quick to just not cancel people and not deem these people unworthy of redemption, Lord, that we may have your heart, which is a heart that is forgiving. Your word says that you are slow to anger, you are long suffering, Lord. May we be or just share the same heart that you share. May this burden be placed on each and every single one of us, that we may not be quick to cast people, our fellow Christians, and just people that we place on a pedestal, celebrities and all these things, and all these people in the Christian faith, that we may not be quick to cast these people away. And for our audience, Lord, we thank you so much for giving this people to us, and we pray that you may continue to abound grace to each and every single one of us. In Jesus' name, I do pray this prayer of faith, believing and trusting.
Amen.
Amen. That's it, guys.
Bye-bye.